back on DVD, but I think I lent it out to a guy who didn't have DSL at his house and wanted me to burn all the patches. And now that I think about it, I think I gave it to him and didn't have one handy. But I'm almost done.
We didn't have a copy of 1.41 on the FTP.
That's where I got the link for, but it's coming off a torrent, which it's going.
Hey, look, I'm going to share something. Hey, silence. I'm going to share something here, okay? Something important. All right? I don't know if anybody here keeps her conch and balls clean shaven, but I like to shave my balls and keep my area clean, generally, because who the hell wants to blow a big furry cock, right? Nobody. So,
I pretty much pass on them if they're clean, too.
Well, I'm just saying.
I can maybe get my wife out here and you can ask her, but that's really not in my realm of expertise, man.
Shut the fuck up, and that's my point, and that's my point. If you should happen to shave, be forewarned. Be forewarned. There is the distinct possibility that you will get an ingrown hair on the shaft of your cock, dude. On the fucking side.
Pain!
It's not just
that,
pain,
that sounds
man.
Like that's going to hurt.
Man. It's embarrassment, man. How are you going to present a cock with a big fucking pimple on it, dude? You can't. There's no way.
Right, I'm going to share a little bit with you, too, James.
All right.
I don't shave, but I keep it trimmed. But when it's big enough that hopefully a bush is not getting in the way. I'm not an expert on it. All I say, it might be worth it to make the woman have to dig her nose in a little fur not to get a damn infected hair. Ouch.
I'm just saying, just be warned. Don't get aggressive with your shaving principles, man, because you will fuck yourself up.
James, I want to know. I'm going to just tell you, James, you're a great friend, man, to own up and, you know, take it out and just say, I don't care about being embarrassed. I'm going to help my boys out and give them a bit of information. Taking one for the team and let me know that don't be so aggressive with the razor.
Dude, my fucking side is hurting now.
I'm going to have to inject a public service announcement here, man. Don't drink and team speak.
Oh, that's a thread I got to start right now.
Oh, that's right bad. Now.
Jeez, is anybody recording this, man? We need to put this up on the FTP. Put this on YouTube just for audio.
Hey, don't be such a bitch, man. I'm giving you good information here.
Oh, man. No doubt about that. It's still funny. Oh, shit.
I might have, I started to record it, but I might have to delete it now. This shit ain't gonna fly real good.
Whew. But I got no excuses now, so if it ever happens to me, James, I'll go, that motherfucker was right.
Damn it, I should have listened to him.
I should have listened to him.
Well, at least the next girlfriend I get, if she asks me to shave my balls, I'm going to look at her and say, I got a friend that had an ingrown hair in his dick, and it looked like he had an extra pee hole with that pimple. So, we ain't going to do that.
Now, he's not saying not to shave. He's just saying, be cautious.
Be
go
careful.
Slow.
That's right.
Do a good job.
No. I like the trimming idea, but not the shaving.
Right. Like I said, man. You want to present a suitable object.
Nah. What I'm saying is, maybe a honey mix and ripping it out is better than shaving it, because definitely shaving can lead to a situation where maybe the cock is not quite presentable enough.
I'm sure.
Well, what about these? Pain. What about like Nair and shit like that?
Oh man, y'all asking for pain, man. Y'all.
No, I think I have to pass with the caustic chemicals in the delicate nether region.
The delicate nether region.
Man. No. That's what I'm saying. It's not caustic, man. It's a sugar mix.
I just go out with the pressure washer.
It's a sugar mix, man. It's sugar water. That's what I'm saying. Don't fuck with Nair. No, don't fuck with Nair, dude. Oh, my God. Don't fuck with Nair. I warn you. Don't fuck with Nair. And definitely, dude, do not buy the strip. And if you do buy the strips and you're left with a big sticky residue on your nuts, do not try to remove it with acetone. Do not do it, dude.
I really hope this is not the voice of experience speaking here.
Somehow.
It reminds me of that Dragon Lady's thread about the chick with the hair removal strips.
Dude, acetone will burn your nuts for a longer amount of time than you're willing to deal with. I promise you, man, your nuts will burn for fucking hours.
Hours.
Yeah. It sounds like a good way to get rid of crabs, though.
I think I might need a drink.
Yeah, that's what you need there, James.
Yeah, we get another one in you and see what comes out.
Hang on while I pop this zip.
No, fuck that. You got fucking jokes. You think you're a funny man. Yeah?
Oh, chill out, man. Chill out, man. Jeez.
You're talking from a fucking perspective that doesn't have to deal with it.
Been there, done that, man.
It's all fun and games till James goes to pop it.
Come on, man. OBC USA number 2, man. I'm in here by myself.
I got 1 minute and 48 seconds, and I'll be done, and I'll be loading up.